Welcome everyone to Da'achi Noam's Beis Medr series on the Menches Kinyani Torah, where each day of Sfiras HaOmer, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will share a short thought on each of the Kinyani Torah. The Ramah in Or HaChaim, Reish Tzadi Beis Hif Beis, codifies a minhag to learn Maseches Avos on the Shabbosos of the summertime, and many have the practice to learn one parak of Avos during the six Shabbosos that separate Pesach and Shavuos. But since there are only five prakim in Avos, another parak needed to be added onto Avos, and that is the sixth parak, which was appended. It's not actually Mishnayos, but rather Brisos, and part of that sixth parak details the 48 Kinyani Torah, the traits that are the prerequisites and preconditions to acquire the Torah on Shavuos. Many relate these Memches Kinyanim to the 49 days of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Sefer Achinuch explains that the reason for Sfiras HaOmer is to show our desire, our thirst to accept the Torah. We count up towards the Torah, towards the acceptance of Kabbalah HaTorah, to show how much anticipation and excitement we have about the Torah. Rav Aaron Kotler explains that we fulfill that idea nowadays by studying one of the Kinyani Torah each day of Sfira. This idea dates back all the way to the Maharal, and Rav Yisrael Salanter actually had the practice to learn one of the 48 Kinyani Torah each day of Sfira, and then review all 48 on the 49th day. So before embarking on this journey and study together of each of the Memches Kinyanim, we should take note of that word, Kinyanim. Why is it that we refer to the mastery of Torah as an acquisition? Reb Chaim Volozhin used to say that one can attain and master the Torah only in accordance with the degree of his kinyanim. And Rav Aaron Kotler explained more fully that just as certain objects in halacha can be acquired only via their specific and particular unique methods of acquisition, you can't just take any method of transaction and acquisition and use it on any object. There are certain rules and regulations about which can be used on which objects. For example, a mitzia cannot be acquired by just falling on it or by spreading one's clothing on it. There need to be a certain pathways, certain avenues, certain methodologies that one uses to acquire the object. Says Rav Aaron Kotler, so too the same is true for the Torah. It can be acquired truly, authentically, profoundly, only through its unique 48 kinyanim. Without acquiring first these 48 prerequisites to the Torah, one cannot make a true acquisition on the Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. The Torah is referred to as a lekach, as a purchase, as an acquisition. Because from a human perspective, we do our part. We invest our energies in each of the kinyanim, each of the 48 kinyanim of Torah. And then after we do that, it's nasati lachem. Hashem gives us the Torah as a gift. If we can invest ourselves in the kinyanim of Torah during Sfiras HaOmer, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will be zoche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gift us with so much more when we are mekabel the Torah on Shavuos. The first of the Memches Kinyani Torah is that of Talmud, which many explain means to be a student of Torah. What does it mean to be a student? Rav Matisyo Ayitzari lived in 15th century Spain and wrote a Perush on Avos, explains that being a student means, very simply, to have a teacher, to learn from a Rebbe, not only by oneself or from a Sefer. When one learns from a Rebbe, he says, one prevents mistakes, he's able to fulfill the dictum of Ayu Einecha Ro'os Es Morecha, one sees his teacher, he sees his different facial expressions, his different emotions, when conveying and articulating the Torah, which provides him with a greater clarity on what the Torah means. And in addition to that, the student is linked to the Mesorah of the Torah. As Rabbi Akiva says in Avos Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Masores Siyag La Torah. When one perceives himself as a link in the chain of the transmitted tradition, when he understands that our Torah is not a vacuum, it can't be understood in a vacuum, it's not a think tank. When he understands that the Torah is not an academic discipline, but rather a Torah schayim, a way of life that's guided by a live, breathing, engaging, vibrant conversation that follows from history and precedes a future. So then, he is engaged in a mesorah that is the fence around the Torah. It's a mesorah that's necessary to guard the Torah and to keep the Torah that he's trying to acquire. So on the one hand, to be a student is to learn from a Rebbe. But on the other hand, the Medrash Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Uzeda, who lived in 16th century Tzfat, who also wrote a Perush on Avos, he explains that being a student is a matter of self-perception. To acquire the midah of Talmud, the kinyan of Talmud, means to always view oneself as a student, as someone who's missing, who's craving to learn more, someone who's curious, such that he asks questions and he probes and he tries to understand. He realizes that he doesn't know everything and there's always more to learn. That's why the Torah is compared to mayim. Hoy kol tzame l'chula mayim. Everyone who's thirsty should go to drink water. The Torah is that water. Why specifically water? Why not other tastier drinks? Says the Chafetz Chaim, because just as one makes a bracha only on water, only if what? If he quenches his thirst. To make a bracha on water, he has to be thirsty. So too the Torah can be acquired only if one is truly thirsty for it. And says the Knesset Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Goldman, that is why Torah scholars are not called scholars. They're called Talmidei Chachamim. They are students who are knowledgeable, because a Talmud Chacham views himself as a student. He abides by this kinyan of Talmud. If we acquire the Torah with the kinyan of Talmud, then we too can grow to be true Talmidei Chachamim.